KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, it's clear and 70 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy, hot and humid today, a high around 90. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. Sheriff's officials in Adams County report an Atlantic man was arrested last night on a drug charge. 22-year-old Joshua D. Peters was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia following a traffic stop on Highway 148 at around 10:40 p.m. Monday. During the stop, the Adams County canine was deployed and alerted to the presence of narcotics in the vehicle. Peters, who was a passenger in the vehicle, was found to be in possession of drug paraphernalia. He was brought to the Adams County Jail in Corning and later posted a $300 bond. News time is 7:07.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
Two people were injured Monday afternoon during a crash on the southwest side of Shenandoah. According to the Iowa State Patrol, the drivers of the vehicles, 61-year-old Marthelia Jane Harper of Westboro, Missouri, and 50-year-old Teresa Lynn Eisenhower Moyer of Essex, were transported to the hospital. Harper, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was flown by Mercy One helicopter to Creighton University Hospital in Omaha. Eisenhower Moyer was belted into her vehicle. She was taken by ambulance to the Shenandoah Hospital. The crash happened at around 3 p.m. at the intersection of Highways 2 and 59. Officials said a 1996 Mazda MX-6 driven by Harper was traveling south on Highway 59, while a 2003 Nissan Maxima driven by Eisenhower Moyer was traveling north on Highway 59. The Mazda turned left at the intersection to proceed east on Highway 2 when it was hit by the Nissan on the right front side. The impact caused the Mazda to spin counterclockwise before coming to rest on the northbound lane of Highway 59. The Nissan came to rest in the northeast ditch. The patrol says charges are pending completion of an investigation into the accident. A Wisconsin man was injured when the vehicle he was driving went off the road and rolled into a ditch Monday afternoon here in Cass County. The Iowa State Patrol says 29-year-old Christopher Block of Madison, Wisconsin, was wearing his seatbelt and had apparently not required transport to the hospital following the crash on Interstate 80 at around 12:25 p.m. Officials say the 2003 Nissan Murano Block was traveling west on I-80 near the Elkhorn exit when Block fell asleep at the wheel. The SUV drifted toward the left shoulder, and when it hit the rumble strips, caused Block to wake up. He overcorrected, sending the vehicle off the road to the right. The SUV rolled into the north ditch facing south and came to rest on its right side. The Atlantic Police Department reports a local couple were arrested Friday on theft charges. Officials say 34-year-old Jennifer Lauer and 38-year-old Russell Lauer, both of Atlantic, were arrested on a Cass County warrant charging them with theft in the fifth degree. On Saturday, officers with the APD arrested 36-year-old Juan Diaz of Winchester, California, on a charge of theft by deception. And on Sunday, 24-year-old John Chamberlain of Atlantic was arrested for public intoxication. Each of the suspects were transported to the Cass County Jail and booked in. In other news, the Atlantic Police Department says no injuries were reported following an accident Monday morning. Officials say Derek Wolf of Atlantic was traveling through the Walmart parking lot at around 9 a.m. when his vehicle hit a pole. Damage to the pole was $250. Wolf's vehicle sustained an estimated $6,000 damage. No injuries were reported following an accident Sunday night in Clarinda. The Clarinda PD said Monday that a vehicle driven by 17-year-old Samuel Ripley of Clarinda was traveling south on 15th Street at around 10:20 p.m. and entering the intersection with Lincoln Street. At the same time, a vehicle driven by 18-year-old Krista Rogers of Clarinda was traveling west on Lincoln and entering the intersection. Ripley's SUV hit Rogers' SUV in the middle of the intersection, causing a total of $10,000 damage to the vehicles. After the impact, Rogers' SUV hit a light pole, causing it to snap off the base. Damage to the City of Clarinda pole was estimated at $1,500. Police cited Rogers for failure to yield to the vehicle on her right. KJAN News Time is 7:12.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In our funeral announcements this morning, David D. Williams, age 52, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for David Williams will be held today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. Odell Moore, age 87, formerly of Menlo, died Saturday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Memorial services for Odell Moore will be today at 10:30 at the Glendon Church in Glendon. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Grace Ann Knudsen, age 83, of Harlan, died Thursday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Grace Knudsen will be today at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Vernon D. Schnack, age 73, of Walnut and formerly of Harlan, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for Vernon Schnack will be held on Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. James Jim Levi Jacobson, age 72, of Harlan, died Saturday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Jim Jacobson will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Laura K. Pardee, age 102, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Audubon County Hospital. A massive Christian burial service for Laura Pardee will be on Thursday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. That's a check of the news brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Henson reporting.